that was real key for us. You know, I think, you know, the one thing that we have within the group is a lot of potential. And I just felt that at this moment in time, considering the challenges of the last 17 games, that it was important that we brought in people with a presence and with an experience of League One football down here, or higher league football than we are in down here. And, you know, we've managed to do that, so I'm really pleased.
How do you plan these next 17 games? Is it quite literally one by one, or can you afford to look a little bit further?
No, it's one by one. I never change from that. You know, I think that if you ask any of the players when I speak to them, when I leave them out, I never promise them that they'll play the next game, because from game to game, certain things can change. You know, once you've promised a player he'll play the next game, you can't let them down. So, you know, I would never do that. You know, the important thing is that I concentrate on the game in hand. If I have to change the personnel, then I'll always explain to them the reasons why. But, you know, I'll never plant that seed for the next game. I think that that's really important.
Your experiences at Coventry City, how much can you draw on that for this particular battle in the next couple of months?
I think they're vital. You know, I think as an individual, they certainly hardened me. But I think the crucial thing is that we never lose sight of where we are and what we need to do. And I think that the one thing we can't allow any panic to set into our play. Are a team that want to play in a certain way, and we have to get better all the time at that certain way. But we can't lose sight of that way. We must keep applying the principles and the ways that we want to move forward, but continuously get better at them, rather than thinking, OK, we're in trouble, let's play a certain type of percentage football, and we're not that.
Did you start with minus 10 points at Coventry?
I did, right? Yeah. And transfer embargo and playing from Northampton Stadium. It was a challenge, yeah, it was.
Is it a different type of challenge, that? Because I suppose most people kind of write you off, don't they? And not expecting much of you, but perhaps here at Fleetwood, it's a little different mentality, or not?
I think the important thing is that you create the mentality within the club, and we have to do that. You know, I went to watch Blackpool Oldham on Tuesday night. Although it wasn't the best of spectacles as a game, what it told me was that neither of those two teams looked like relegation teams in terms of their attitude and their application. You know, I felt that both teams certainly looked like teams that could survive in the league. And that's got to be a stark reminder to ourselves that the teams that are down there are fighting for their lives. And that proved to be the case on Tuesday night when I watched that game. So we have to make sure that, yes, we try to play our football, but also that we have the determination and the grit for the fight. And I think that that's vital in moving forward.